Welcome. My name is Tim Ash. I'm CEO of Ash Brokerage Corporation, and I just want to say I'm honored to have the opportunity to be here today and share just a few thoughts, thoughts about our great city and a man who cares deeply about it. Wouldn't you all say it's exciting time to be in Fort Wayne right now? The Skyline Apartments are under construction. Cityscape Flats just opened to its first residents. Riverfront development, The Landing, and yesterday we heard about the announcement from GE, and we're just getting started. There's more and more. I asked the mayor, I said, are you seeking to change the name of the state bird or to a crane from a cardinal? And that's a good thing. But let me continue. I firmly believe the following applies. When you think big, act big, you succeed big. And when I look around at what's going on, there are big things happening in our city. And that takes leadership. I will share a quote from an unknown author. A comfort zone is a beautiful place, but nothing ever grows there. And our city was lulled many, many years ago into being comfortable. It was a good place. But now, Mayor Henry is not resting or being comfortable, but rather challenging us to think bigger and to do even more for our great city, to make it even better. And we do need to keep our focus on quality of place so we can attract more jobs, so we can make it a safer city to live in and work in and play in, and also to recruit and retain top talent. So I'll close with this. I got to know the quality of human being Mayor Henry is when we decided to move our headquarters downtown. It was not a small decision. And I will say this. It's been a privilege over the last few years to get to know him as a person and as a leader. And I know this. He cares deeply about our city. He cares deeply about all of you and our citizens of our city, and he wants nothing more than success for Fort Wayne, Indiana. So please join me in welcoming my friend and the mayor of our great city, Mayor Tom Henry.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Tim, for that warm introduction. I appreciate your commitment and your belief in the city of Fort Wayne, as evidenced by everything that you've done. Friends, family, elected officials, guests, residents of Fort Wayne, welcome. I'm honored to be with you today to talk about how Fort Wayne has, in fact, become a point of destination. We continue to be a city on the move, and we're seeing results. Before we celebrate our successes and embrace our challenges and look to the future, though, I want to thank the Grand Wayne Center for hosting us today. It's great to be back for what has become a tradition the past 4 years. Having a world-class convention center speaks volumes about Fort Wayne. Grand Wayne Center has hosted 53 conventions this year, 12 of them brand new. And it's generated an estimated 23,000 overnight room stays. Our community truly has become a point of destination. Property values are on the rise, and we're the best city in the country to raise a family, according to a recent national report. Neighborhood pride is increasing, and the quality of life amenities are being enhanced. In fact, we've been recognized as the lowest cost of living city in the country. And we're the 12th best real estate market for mid-sized cities. And the top 7th, where millennials are buying homes. Nearly 6 million people visited Fort Wayne and Allen County in 2016. And visitors spent about $576 million. And more than 10,000 local jobs have been created by visitor spending. It's no wonder Travelocity named Fort Wayne as the fifth best city to visit with your kids. As you can see, the proactive and innovative efforts by our colleagues at Visit Fort Wayne are really making a difference. As we gather today in the heart of our city, I'm truly proud of what we've accomplished and what's ahead for Fort Wayne. Investments in downtown are at an all-time high. The new corporate headquarters for Ash Brokerage at the Skyline Plaza is incredible. If you haven't seen it, by all means, drive by or stop in. It's an unbelievable facility. And the new Skyline Garage is also meeting parking needs in our growing and thriving downtown. Work is underway on the $40 million Skyline Tower. It's supposed to be in a position to offer housing and office space real soon. As a matter of fact, it's also going to offer the Ruth's Chris Steakhouse. Oh, yes. Yeah, Cindy, don't worry. I'll make sure I take you there when it opens. In total, the entire Skyline development project is going to be more than $100 million. And it doesn't stop there. Cityscape Flats next to Parkview Field is nearing completion with 163 apartments and 14 townhomes. And work on Superior Lofts has started, and we continue to meet the high demand for downtown housing. This $10 million restoration will feature 72 apartments and commercial space and climate-controlled self-storage units. That work will be completed in the summer of 2018. I also want to express my appreciation to the RCI team and developer Kevin Biggs on the redevelopment of Sentler Apartments. This substantial private investment will provide market-rate housing options beginning as soon as this summer. And the city's Community Development Division has been an active partner in getting the former McMillan Park apartment site ready for the Posterity Scholar House. This unique project will provide safe, attractive, and affordable housing options for students and their families. You know, to be a point of destination, though, requires economic development, growth, and success. And we're seeing that here and across our nation. For instance, Fort Wayne has been named one of the 50 U.S. cities adding the most jobs, and we're the 15th best city to find employment in 2017. And looking at 2016, we retained nearly 3,000 jobs and added 750 more. These new careers have an average wage of $52,000 a year. That's 25% higher than the current average in our community. Thank you. I want to personally thank companies like Dana, Walmart Dairy, Ducharme McMillan, Kitch Acceptance Group, and Oak Street Health. In 2016, we saw 26 companies invest $421 million in our community. Small businesses are succeeding in Fort Wayne as well. Junk Ditch Brewing Company is a new restaurant just off of West Main Street. It's a former brownfield site and a recent facade grant recipient. Now, I know some of you have already been there, and you know how great an addition it is to our local dining scene. In fact, owners Andrew Smith, Dan Campbell, and Jack May, you're with us today. Will you please stand to be recognized? It's a homegrown business. It's a great fit for the ongoing revitalization of the West Main Corridor. As you can see, progress is evident all across our community. But we can't be satisfied with our current status. We know that any successful city must have an infrastructure system that works effectively. In the last 3 years, we've invested $75 million in neighborhood streets, roads, sidewalks, ADA ramps, and street lighting. And we're going to invest another $25 million this year. You'll see work in neighborhoods all over the city, including State Boulevard, DuPont Road, Coldwater Road, and Fairfield Avenue, just to name a few. In fact, I want to apologize right now for any construction delays that you might face this summer. There is no question that taking care of our neighborhoods is critical to the current and future success of our city. You know, growing and vibrant cities also need clean and affordable water and sewer services. This year, city utilities will dig deep, literally, with the largest clean water investment in the history of Fort Wayne. The tunnel project will be 16 feet in finished diameter. It'll be 5 miles long and 200 feet deep. Construction will start this spring. And when completed in 2022, it will reduce the amount of combined sewer overflows into our rivers by 90%. You bet. The tunnel project will have significant economic and environmental benefits for generations to come as well. Our city utilities investments are also reducing costs and implementing efficiencies to benefit you. For example, methane gas power generation at the sewer plant has reduced the city's electric bill by $420,000 a year. Neighborhood utility improvements have also protected now nearly 25,000 homes from basement backups. And we've kept, you ready for this? We've kept more than 1 billion gallons of sewage overflow out of our rivers since I took office. In addition, we're the recipient of the Platinum Award, the Gold Peak Performance Award, and the Director's Award, all for having outstanding drinking water, some of the best drinking water in the entire country. And we're a nationally recognized leader in drinking water services. To be a point of destination, we must have a safe city as well. Now, you know that 2016 was a very challenging year for our city. It reminded us that we must continue to aggressively confront violence, guns, gangs, and drugs in our community. These criminal elements have no place here, and it needs to stop now. To combat these issues, I applaud our Fort Wayne Police Department for standing up. And they're approaching one initiative after another under Chief Steve Reed's leadership. We're adding 28 new police officers and increasing resources to the Gang and Violent Crimes Unit and the Vice and Narcotics Team. We've created a new Street Crimes Division to reduce thefts and burglaries. And we continue to enhance our strong relationship with the federal, state, and local law enforcement agencies. And we're increasing community outreach and working with Fort Wayne Community Schools to engage children in positive environments at a younger age. In addition, we're working with the Health Department, the Sheriff's Department, and state legislators to address the opioid crisis in Fort Wayne. You know, providing public safety isn't easy, and there are no simple solutions. But with a collective commitment to doing what's right for you, we're moving in the right direction. In fact, a positive step forward is Fort Wayne United Initiative. This program enhances opportunities and ensures the safety of all residents with a focus on black men and boys. We're making a meaningful difference through activities and education centered on listening, on input from them, and on engagement. Our vision is for every black male in Fort Wayne to be respected and valued with an opportunity to reach their full potential. In fact, Fort Wayne United has now become a national model for proactive efforts to make lasting change in the lives of these men and boys. In fact, Fort Wayne United Director Eirik Headley and members of his Fort Wayne United Committee are here today. Will you join us and please stand up? Let us recognize you. Thank you. I sincerely thank you for your ongoing dedication to helping those in need of hope and direction. I'm also encouraged by the growth of the Fort Wayne Fire Department. We've added 26 new firefighters in 2016, and we've reached a brand new agreement with the Three Rivers Ambulance Authority. This partnership has resulted in firefighter paramedics providing advanced life support to those in need of critical emergency care. We're working toward the goal of having every fire engine in the city with ALS capabilities by next summer. In addition, three new fire engines will be in service this year, and two new ladder trucks are being purchased to be used in the beginning of 2018 as we enhance our high level of service to all of you. Our department will also continue to take an innovative approach to reducing energy use at their fire stations, all in an effort to save taxpayers' dollars. You know, interestingly enough, a safe city also takes care of its animals. For instance, Fort Wayne Animal Care and Control, Hope for Animals Incorporated, and the Allen County SPCA have worked together to reduce euthanasia and increase adoptions. It's resulted in nearly 1,500 adoptions of cats and dogs in 2016. Safe cities also care about the quality of life of all of its citizens. One of the ways we do this is by investing in our Parks Department, one of my personal favorites. Nearly 70 of their improvement projects were completed in 2016. In fact, we invested $3 million last year, and we plan on investing another $5 million this year. Our community truly values and appreciates the importance of maintaining our parks. One of the newest additions is the Franklin School Park that now features a popular neighborhood splash pad. Phase one of this initiative is finished now, and phase two will include a rentable year-round pavilion, and that should be completed later this summer. The Parks Department has also expanded free food service to the youth of our community. Through partnerships with Community Harvest Food Bank and the Fort Wayne Community School System, we now serve 100,000 meals each year. We do it in 5 parks, 3 youth centers, and the McMillan Park Community Center. This nutritional component is another way that we as a city provide a safe, healthy atmosphere for our children, and we strengthen their social skills. Another great aspect of our parks offering is the popular concert series at the Follinger Theater. We got a real fan over here. Let me be the first to tell you that the 2017 season will begin with the iconic sounds of Chicago. They'll be returning on May the 18th. And I know Al Maul, I think, is here. Al, will you please save me a few tickets? I'm the mayor. Now, another reason that we're a point of destination is through our trail system. We're the outstanding local government for trail development in Indiana. And Fort Wayne is known as a bicycle-friendly community. This year alone, we're going to construct 10 more miles of trails in our city and our county. This will bring us to more than 100 miles of trails in the Fort Wayne area trail network. More than 560,000 people biked and they walked and they ran on our trails in 2016. It was a record year. Since becoming mayor in 2008, we've added 40 miles of trails in our city. So as you can see, we're always looking for ways to make Fort Wayne a little bit better place for all of you. And you know, it's also people like Jerry Vandeveer and his late wife, Linda, true servants in Fort Wayne who made us feel a little more comfortable and important. They're the ones who worked tirelessly to make a positive difference through the creation of a law enforcement and firefighters memorial on Well Street. They also provided excellent service in their small business. Jerry is here with us today. Jerry, would you please stand to be recognized as well? Not only do I want to recognize Jerry for what he did, but we know that Linda's spirit lives on as Jerry honors one of her last requests, which was to share the importance of fighting colon cancer by all of us getting regular colonoscopies. You know, as I talk to mayors and other officials across the state and the country, they've often asked me, why is Fort Wayne so successful? What are you doing that makes you so successful? Well, I think it's through our people, our employees, our programs, and general leadership that we're achieving unprecedented success. For example, we've been named now one of the fifth best-run city in the country. A part of that is making a commitment to being fiscally responsible. For instance, at the end of this year, we project to have a cash reserve in the amount of $6 to $7 million. And by the end of 2018, that should grow to between $8 and $10 million. In addition, we have the Legacy Fund, and it too is in sound fiscal condition, and it will meet the current and future needs for transformational initiatives. Growing cities also need to embrace technology and customer service. The new Fort Wayne 311 mobile app will soon be available to you through the App Store and Google Play. It's designed to enhance citizen engagement and provide more communication options to you. Fort Wayne is also a city that's home to championship sports teams. 2016 was a banner year at the professional, college, and high school levels. So now I'd like to ask you to just sit back and relax as I read through this impressive list. The Fort Wayne Tin Caps won the prestigious John H. Johnson Award, the top honor in minor league baseball. Parkview Field is once again the number one stadium experience in the country. The University of St. Francis won the NAIA Football National Championship. Fort Wayne men's basketball team defeated Indiana University in November. Indiana Tech's men's track and field team won the NAIA National Championship. Concordia Lutheran High School captured the 3A High School Football State Championship. Blackhawk Christian's girls volleyball team won the Class A state title. Carroll High School won the boys cross-country state championship. In Homestead's boys and girls diving teams brought home a state title. We've asked representatives from all of these teams to come today. Would all of you please stand as well? All right, come on. There we are. Now that makes Fort Wayne a point of destination for sure. Thank you for your outstanding performances. As you can see, we've witnessed a lot of advances in Fort Wayne over the past year. So, what's next? Well, we've reached settlement agreements to purchase the properties that will allow us to start construction on the riverfront development. Phase one of this initiative will begin later this year, with scheduled completion at the end of 2018. Undoubtedly, it will set the table for future private investments as we advance our region's efforts to attract and retain talent and businesses. Raising funds for that initiative is also going well. I'd like to personally thank the Park Foundation, the Community Foundation of Greater Fort Wayne, and the Downtown Rotary for their key financial support. We've also received support from our City Council through the Legacy Fund, and we're currently seeking regional cities funding as well. Another development that will start this year is The Landing. I'm particularly excited about this project because it will feature 72 housing units and over 58,000 square feet of new commercial space, office space, retail, and restaurants. And other new projects are coming as well. A White Lodging has plans for a new downtown hotel next to the Courtyard by Marriott in Parkview Field, right directly across from the Convention Center. This 125-room hotel could open as soon as the summer of 2019. It would build on the growing numbers of conventions and efforts and events in Fort Wayne. In addition, Vera Bradley co-founder Barbara Bradley Backhart and Providence Hotels have expressed an interest in building a boutique hotel in downtown. We're looking forward to the possibilities this unique venture could bring to our city. Another potential point of destination is the possibility of a downtown event center. My team and I appreciate the work being conducted by the Capital Improvement Board and the architecture team to put together the schematic designs and costs for a downtown event center. And we're looking forward to their findings. I strongly believe this project would be a great addition to Fort Wayne, to Allen County, and to all of Northeast Indiana. Big projects and bold initiatives are changing Fort Wayne for the better, but they take time. So I'm asking you to stay the course and be advocates for what you're seeing in Fort Wayne. The completion of our current projects, the beginning of new projects, job and business growth, strong neighborhoods, and dedicated public safety teams. We're building for the long term and providing the legacy for our community. Now, more than ever before, I'm optimistic about Fort Wayne's future. It's because of all of you that I'm so enthusiastic about what tomorrow can bring. I'm proud to say the state of our city remains strong. But we can't stop and be satisfied with what we've accomplished. It's simply not an option. We have to keep moving forward. What can we build upon today for our next generation? Together we are better. It represents who we are and what we're going to do to make Fort Wayne the best that it can be. We have to be willing to take risks, to go above and beyond to ensure that we enhance our reputation as a point of destination. God bless all of you. God bless the city of Fort Wayne. Thank you.